Our scripture is going to come from Matthew 18. Matthew 18, starting with verse 15, I'm going to go through 20. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. I actually had thought about sharing this. It sort of was coming to mind as something to put in the messages a long time ago, and then we were talking about it in ministering council. I thought, well, why not this Sunday? And so we went ahead and pursued that and made it come around, thinking about how all of us need to know how to deal with situations. This is Matthew 18. This is only part of the book, so there's a lot of other things in the Bible that we need to keep in consideration and not just say, well, we're going to look right at this and this alone, because we have to know how to treat each other prior as well, and we need to love each other as well prior to these situations. It's not where we can just go up to somebody that we really don't have that much relationship with and start in. We need to have relationship. We need to love one another. Looking at Philippians 2:3, it says, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. We've talked about that before, how we need to treat one another well. We're not above, we're not below. We are fellow sinners in Christ. We need to look to him. And we did talk a while back, too, and from John 21 through 22, where Christ is talking to the disciples, and Peter says, well, what about this guy? And Jesus comes back and says, well, what is it to you, what I do? You're to follow me. And I think that's some things I want us to have in our heads again, that we need to treat others well at all times, and we need to realize that we need to follow Christ in all things. So this scripture is telling us, if your brother sins against you, and in the commentaries I looked at and refreshed my memory and things, this is really anything that can come up between a brother and sister in Christ. So I know you're seeing just if your brother does this, but I think sisters, you're included too, all right? So you're not just exempt here. So count yourselves fellow members. So sinning against you, if something has happened, some type of infraction, a mistake or something, it's going to happen. We are human beings, and we do have encounters that sometimes are uncomfortable or just mistakes are made. So it almost should have been when your brother does it, because it's not if, it's when. It's going to happen. So it says, go to them in person. That's the first step. It's not a hop, skip, or jump. It's a step. You are moving. And you're moving toward your brother or sister in Christ. You're making the initial response. And sometimes that is very difficult. I'm speaking out of experience that it's tough to make the first move. Because, after all, wasn't it them that offended me or sinned against me? Shouldn't they wake up and come and apologize to me? Doesn't always happen. We need to make the first step. And reading in one passage, it said that this is really a good thing. Even on the realm of earthly psychology, it's good because you approach that person and give them a chance to explain themselves or realize what they did. Because there are times in my life that I go so fast that I do something wrong. and I step on somebody's toes or I make that sort of infraction that's not right. That could be in the area of cars. I mean, some of you might see me pull up to the, well, I call it the slow to optional propulsion sign. And seems to be an acronym for me. And I just kind of come up and then I proceed. Major places where that happens is in my hometown of New Providence, because I know who's coming and going, obviously. And then when I'm coming down the hill from Conrad, down that long hill, and I can look, you know, ever omnisciently left and right, there are times when nobody's coming that I just kind of proceed through there at a moderate rate of speed. But that could be that sometime when I do that, someone else out of my vision or out of my recognition is there, and I would offend them. They would certainly have the right to say, "Arlen, you did that." And, you know, it takes place. We go so fast that we sometimes forget the emotions and the place of another person. So we should approach them. Like I said, it gives them an opportunity to, "Oh, I did that." Also gives them an opportunity to explain themselves, the reason why, what happened. Maybe they woke up and their toast was burnt and their eggs were sloppy and they were just having a bad day, and lo and behold, you were the first person that they encountered. You know, it had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with burnt toast and sloppy eggs. So, would it be that all of our encounters could be explained that easily? But sometimes they're not. Sometimes it is just we being humans sin against our brother or sister in Christ. We do. Usually out of selfishness, usually out of thinking of our own well-being. So we need to approach them, give them an opportunity. And it says, if he or she listens to you, you have won back a brother or sister in Christ. You have not one-upped them. You have not scored one more point than they have. They are not indebted to you in the future. It is, you have won back a brother and sister in Christ. That in itself should be reward enough for the obedience. We don't need to be saying, "All right, I'll let you go this time then, but you better beware." This is winning back someone else in the faith. It would speak well to the condition of the incident. It would speak well of your faith, of their faith, and it's going to speak well to the world outside. Because if we take our step brother to brother, sister, sister, whatever, if we do that first, then that speaks volumes to the world on the outside. Because if we don't do that, and we start getting other people and sharing stories and doing things, the world's watching. And they're going to say, "What difference is it to be a Christian? They act like everybody else. Backbite, tell stories, share gossip, put people down." So we need to have that one-on-one thing. Now, again, praise God if we can stop at the first step. But if there is no reconciliation, then we have to go to the second step, which is take someone with you. And then, again, try to explain why this incident troubled your heart, offended you, caused problems. And truly, if it is a sin, something against God's written word, and it needs to be dealt with, and quickly. So, you bring somebody with you, and you again try to explain it, and you find out what's going on. Perhaps there's been a change of heart in the time in between, if we have been obedient to pray for the person and for the incident. We can look at that second time, and maybe again, there's the reconciliation, a coming together of people, not an up and down situation where they're finally coming up to our level. it is reconciled. We're getting together. And if it doesn't happen, then you bring it to the church. Wow. Heavy stuff. And yet, how do we deal with that if the person is still unrepentant? I'm perhaps missing some things here and still trying to figure out how to do that because we had an incident years ago at church. And the custodian was not putting the chairs where the Sunday school teacher wanted them. So that day, the Sunday school teacher went to the custodian and said, "I don't like that." And the custodian said, "But I'm just, you know," and there wasn't anything. And so quickly, the person, Sunday school teacher, went and got a sister in the Lord, but a sister on her side right away. I would say that when you take that person with you, I wouldn't really tell them much of anything other than I need your help to come with me, and I need to share something with my brother or sister in Christ, and I need you there just to be a witness. The Scripture's asking me to do that. I don't want to give you a bunch of information, get you on my side, or get you thinking one way or the other. But in this case, there was a lot of politicking going on prior to that. So it was like it happened, you know, after Sunday school. They were talking. The custodian said, "That's the way we're going to have to do it." And so we brought the sister in, and it came right like this. And then, "Oh, you're not listening? We're having a monthly meeting right now." And so then they came to the church. It's not what it's saying. It's saying steps, not running. It's saying steps. You see what happens after the first step, and then you see what happens after the second step, and then you go to the third step. All right? Because that's difficult stuff. Because not only are we not that equipped in how to handle reconciling, we're not that well versed in how to deal with how do you get restored. I mean, really, how many of us have got a plan how to restore that brother and sister if they finally, "Oh, yes, now I get it." Gordon MacDonald, I don't know if some of you have read or heard of him. He was a famous guy that I heard about, read about, you know, read from and things. And then he had had an affair in his church, and they immediately had a plan. They just said, "That's going to stop. This is going to happen." And this, and so they had everything stepped so that he could finally be restored. And I just thought, wow, I don't even go to that church, and I would have trouble restoring him because I had such faith in his writing and his teaching and stuff like that. So the deal was they won a brother back. Tremendous. Tremendous. So it is such a deep thing for us to realize there but for God's grace go we. You know, we're not above making huge mistakes, but we need to be realizing that God's going to welcome everybody back. He's going to welcome them back once they have wanted to be restored. You know, the hymns we sang, we caught that one verse or not. More like the master. I have to make sure I get the right number. It was. We sang, "More like the master is my daily prayer." Okay, to be like him. "More strength to carry crosses I must bear. More earnest effort to bring his kingdom in. More of his spirit, the wanderer to win." We will not be able to do this in our own strength. we may put on a show for a while for the rest of the congregation that, oh, that's okay, it's no problem, it's a, you know, I'm over and done with that. I need Christ's Spirit, because in my own spirit, I'm liable to harbor grudge. I'm liable to continue to project. I need Christ's Spirit to live in me to carry this out. It is tough stuff. And we need to be in fellowship and praying together. You know, what's the time limit on this thing? I don't know. You know, sometimes, again, it can take place, you know, in the moment. And what a lovely thing. And I fortunately got to be a part of that in my lifetime is when I've either approached somebody or they've approached me, and immediately we have reconciled. That's good stuff. It's a little more humbling when somebody else comes in, but it's still good stuff when we reconcile. And it's still good stuff when the body embraces everyone and says, welcome back. Because we should be like Christ. We sang we want to be more like Christ. We should be singing softly and tenderly too, come home. Come home. To this home, to this fellowship, yeah, but more importantly, into the body of Christ. Come home to that family. Come home to the reassurance that God is your Father and you are a loved child. So, may it be for you and may it be for me in the days ahead. Number one, we treat each other well and we don't go so fast that we run over somebody and make the mistake. But may it be that we're all obedient in that stepping of reconciliation. Because remember, folks, Christ made the first step to us so that we could be reconciled to God. If we're going to be more like the Master, we make the first step. May He give us His strength and His love in so doing. Amen.